This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Now, every Tuesday, I say Tuesday is my favorite day of the week because every Tuesday we talk about relationships. And who doesn't like talking about relationships? If they say they don't, banamanga. So, every Tuesday we have our hashtag asking for a friend, and then we also have a relationship talk topic. So we're starting off with our hashtag asking for a friend, and I have a friend on the line who is all the way on the other side, man. When I say on the other side, she's literally on the other side. Yeah, well, in Pictoria, and igama lakhe ke is uPaco. Hi, Paco.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And how are you?
I'm doing great. You look absolutely gorgeous. I usually watch your statuses, so I'm like, hell.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So we've got a predicament on our hands. We need to help a friend of the show help their friend.
Okay, no problem.
You ready for this?
Let's go.
So it's hashtag asking for a friend. Okay, let me read it as it is. Anon Zai has written to us and said, hey, Princess G, hashtag asking for a friend. And Uti, so my friend has been dating this guy for about 6 months, ne?
Okay.
They've been getting along well and everything seems perfect, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But now... But now it's exam season and he's getting super distant. Mm-hmm. Okay, Ute, he says he's just swamped with studies, but she feels neglected. Ne?
Okay.
How does she handle this? Is it just the stress of exams or is it something more? Yabo.
Yeah.
So when I go back, what do you think? Because I'm sure a lot of us have found ourselves in this position.
True.
You know? So what do you think it is?
Okay. So frankly, I believe that as a person, when your instinct tells you something, like 99% of the time, it's right. You understand?
Because
as a person, you do know your person, and I don't know if this was the first exam season that they've had in their relationship or what.
Maybe
it is, ne? Mm. But also, there's no way that someone who really cares for you will not have time for you. You understand?
Mm.
I genuinely feel like that, even though it might not be the same as when they don't have exams, but there should be a bit of time for you. There's no way that you can neglect the girl, like, totally.
Mm. Mm.
Wow. So for me... It could be worse, but I think cutting it off. Yeah, but the girl should address it though and tell the guy how she feels about it, because I genuinely feel like communication is important, and hear what he has to say about everything. Because it could genuinely be school, hey? Like,
with
these guys, you never know, like, honestly.
With these guys.
You really can never know. So I just think she should talk to the guy about how she feels and take it from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, genuinely, that's all. Because there's no other way. Because he could be telling the truth. He could not be telling the truth.
Yeah.
But the best that she can do on her side is to communicate her feelings to the guy and hear what the guy has to say about everything.
I agree. I honestly agree, Paco, because I feel like either way, whether it's either or, you're not going to know unless you have the conversation.
Exactly.
You know? Because even if someone is lying, if you have the conversation and you notice, okay, we all have different beliefs, but I believe in the Holy Spirit. And I know that even if I can speak to a person, just notice how you feel in your spirit when you're speaking to them. That will tell you if they were lying. If you're restless after having expressed the conversation and they said what they said, but your spirit is restless, they're probably lying. Yes. If you're at peace after they told you what they told you, not at peace as in your soul, in your spirit, because you might sort of like convince yourself that they're not lying because you have feelings for the guy. Yabo?
Yeah.
But if you know and you're convincing yourself, if you just can't shake off this feeling, they lie.
Then exactly. That's what I'm saying. Half of the time, our instinct is very much correct.
Yes,
because I generally feel like our instinct is kind of the Holy Spirit talking to us.
It is. It definitely is. So just have the conversation, friend of the show, man. Have the conversation. And again, I want to echo what Paco said. Yes, we don't, I don't want to just completely say that the guy is wrong, because it could be either or. We don't all handle stress in the same way.
The same way, exactly.
Yes, some people like to just completely be away from people when they're dealing with things. Some people are like that. But with a romantic relationship, however, it's different. Yes, you can be away physically, because obviously we can't be seeing each other if, like, I'm busy with exams. But to be completely away, like, not even...
Yeah, like, no...
Not even call for 15 minutes and say, hey, man, okay.
This bummer, hey, babe, are you good? Are you okay? Then that's generally all you need to do. Have a great day. It's over. It doesn't have to be constant communication throughout the whole day. Yeah.
So I also just think friend of the show needs to really have that conversation. But Paco, before we let you go, I know a lot of people are going to ask themselves, who is this Paco? You know, I can't not.
Yeah,
so,
it's okay.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about you.
Okay, so my name is Paco. And I'm from Rustenburg, but I school in Pretoria, by the University of Pretoria. And I'm a second year student, also a radio presenter at Tax FM. So, yeah, they should also tune into Tax FM, okay?
Most definitely. tell us when can we tune in, what time?
Okay, so I usually have my shows on a Sunday evening. Around 7 to 10.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a bit of love songs, speciality shows. So there's a lot that's on the show that they can catch.
Oh, thank you so much. So
before
you go, tell me why, because I know you are just an odd person. Like I said, I'm very observant. So I've seen you also into film and all of that. You're just a creative. So what is it about the media industry that fascinates you so much that you went into radio and you also interested in film? Is it because perhaps you express yourself using such mediums?
Yeah. Okay, so for me personally, radio was never really a thing, but I come from a home that's very, like, artsy. So
music,
so it's always been in my blood, I can say that.
Yes.
And then with radio, I just saw the poster someday, and I was like, okay, let me just try to challenge myself and see if I can do this part of the art, you get me? And I just fell in love with it, and I think it's something I would like to do.
Oh, wow. I absolutely love that. It was just part of, you know, there are families that are just known for that. There are families that are just known for music.
Yeah.
You know, that are just known for all those kind of things. One last question, Paco. For someone like yourself who is balancing, because I know you're doing so much, you also do hosting. So if you're doing all of that and there's school, how do you balance it? Because I usually see with some of my radio colleagues that are students, they tend to struggle to balance such with studies. What advice can you give that person? How do they balance?
So I'm not even going to lie. It's very difficult. Like, I also don't know how I do it myself. But I always say, you know, it's the grace of God, like, that I can balance everything out. But I just think, as a person, you need to, once you set your mind on something, I genuinely believe you will try to make it work out. So school is the most important one, of course, because that's why I'm here.
Yes.
So, but throughout everything, I think life needs to have a balance. So see where you can squeeze some of the things that you like outside of school, because if we went to that school alone, we'll go crazy, like.
That is very true. School will cause a lot of anxiety.
So just challenge yourself as a person. Tell yourself that you genuinely want to do something, and you'll squeeze in the time. The only thing that I can say really suffers is my sleep. I don't get enough sleep.
sacrifice. I mean, at some point you're gonna have to sacrifice, so there will be a price to pay for that.
Yes, generally. And we're gonna reap the benefits in the future, so it's okay. Let's suffer now.
We'll sleep when we did.
We'll sleep, exactly.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.